This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India remains a well-recognized and trusted nation globally, even amid disruptions in West Asia. Addressing the next conclave in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the country remains steady and resilient despite the challenging situation in the region.
21st sadi ka ek kalkhand na bhuto na bhavishyati jaisa hai. Ek taraf yuddh ki vibhishika hai, supply chain phir se tahas nahas ho rahi hai. Sanyukt Rashtra jaisi vaishvik sansthaon ki prathmikta par सवालिया निशान लग रहे हैं और ऐसे कालखंड में हमारा भारत इन विपरीत परिस्थितियों में भी आगे बढ़ रहा है. आज दुनिया इतिहास के जिस महत्वपूर्ण पड़ाव पर खड़ी है, उस पड़ाव पर जिस देश का नाम सबसे ज्यादा चर्चा में है, वो है भारत.
Mr. Modi said the government is closely monitoring the situation to tackle disruptions in supply chains caused by the conflict in West Asia. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to addressing challenges related to the energy sector and said efforts are being made to encourage oil production, expand energy access and strengthen self-reliance in the sector. The Prime Minister assured that the government is making every possible effort to ensure that the burden of conflict situations does not fall on citizens. He said all steps will be taken to ensure that global conflicts have minimal impact on farmers and the public. Referring to the recent visits of the President of Finland and Prime Minister of Canada, he said global leaders are keen to strengthen cooperation with India and acknowledge the country's rapid growth. The Prime Minister said India is shaping global frameworks and contributing actively to building a new international order. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held a conversation with Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian to discuss the serious situation in the West Asian region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he expressed deep concern over the escalation of tensions and the loss of civilian lives as well as damage to civilian infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi said the safety and security of Indian nationals, along with the need for unhindered transit of goods and energy, remain India's top priorities. He reiterated India's commitment to peace and stability and urged for dialogue and diplomacy. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri yesterday made a statement in the Lok Sabha on the steps taken by the government in response to the disruption to the global energy supply arising from the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He stressed that the country's crude oil position is secure and domestic supply of LPG is fully protected. He said the government's priority is to provide uninterrupted LPG supply to 33 crore families, especially the poor and the underprivileged. The minister said LPG production has been increased by 28% through refinery directives and further procurement is currently underway. Mr. Puri said the Strait of Hormuz has been effectively closed to commercial shipping for the first time in recorded history. The Indian Embassy in Qatar has informed that around 700 Indian nationals left for the country yesterday on two Qatar Airways flights, one each to Delhi and Mumbai and to other destinations. It added that one and two flights of Qatar Airways are expected daily in the coming days. Meanwhile, flight operations by Indian carriers to and from Riyadh have resumed from yesterday. In a statement, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said it is closely monitoring the evolving situation in the West Asia region and its impact on air travel between India and Gulf countries in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day-long visit to Assam today. During the visit, Prime Minister will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation, lay foundation stones and flag off multiple development projects worth more than ₹47,800 crore across Kokrajhar, Guwahati and Silchar. And in World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2026, India delivered an exceptional performance on day two of the event in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.